Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. Tonight I wanted to stop by and I wanted to offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I begin the podcast, I wanted to start with a beautiful song by Lauren Daigle. Hold on to me.
When the best of me is barely breathing, when I'm not somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light, the night is stolen, when I'm slamming all the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you, when I am sure I have reached the end. Hold on to me. When I let go, hold me again. When I don't feel like I'm worth defending, when I'm tired of my pretending, hold on to me. When I start to break in desperation, underneath the weight of expectation, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you, when I
beautiful song, Hold On to Me. I just wanted to drop by tonight and or today or morning, whenever you listen to this, and offer you a few words of encouragement. I know many of you out there, you know, has been going through a lot of hard times, you know, a lot of people have. And as I always say, if everything's going just peachy for you, please pray for us that may be struggling, or those out there that may be struggling. You know, you never know what someone may be going through. And I find myself, even during those times when I'm struggling myself, it helps me to get my mind off my struggles and go and bless someone else or encourage someone else or look for someone to bless, you know. And I was thinking about this more so in the last few days, and oh, I have to hold on to God's hand every second of the day, you know. And some days it's hard to be an encourager when you're going through rough times. And especially, you know, when it's been many, many seasons of rough times and you're facing challenges that are changes in your life. They're new things. You know, there's a scripture in Isaiah 43, 19, and it says, I'm doing a new thing. Can't you perceive it? Can't you see it spring forth? And a lot of times when God's doing a new thing, we're not so sure about that because we get comfortable in our life, whatever it may be, right? And you're uncertain, you know, if you can make these changes, you know, whether it may be moving forward from a workplace, you know, that you've worked at for many years, whether it may be, you know, moving forward out of a relationship that you've been through for years. Maybe it's been an addiction that you've struggled with. Maybe it's you need to take some inventory of your life and for once love yourself. Take some time for yourself. And doing some inner healing work. Cool, that's a big one right there. A really big one. And it's not a fun one. And anytime you went through a difficult time, whether it may be the loss of a loved one, or you experienced some traumatic things, you know, sometimes you need to reach out to others, you know? God's always there. He's always there. And there's also a scripture in the Bible, you know, where it says, bear one another's burdens so that, you know, you can encourage each other. You can lift each other up. And, you know, sometimes that can be a hard one for myself is reaching out and saying, hey, can you pray for me? Or, hey, it's a tough day, you know, because I'm great at putting on a smile and, you know, as I go about my day, saying I'm fine, you know. You don't want to bring others down and, you know, tell them all about your problems. And I'm not saying, you know, go around woe is me. But every once in a while, you know, when you are having a tough day and you just feel like you can't get through that day, you know, reach out to someone and say, hey, do you have a minute to talk or could you pray with me? And, you know, God put us all on this earth together to encourage each other. And we're all different. And that's the beauty of life, too. We're all so different. And we all have so many gifts and talents. And, you know, the way I encourage through the Voice of Hope may not be the way that you encourage. And that's great. And, you know, it may be that you're just, you know, out, for instance, working in a restaurant. And, you may be waiting on someone. You may deliver food to someone. And I think about this a lot because when I've been out dining out and, you know, we didn't have that privilege as much in the last couple of years because of what the world has been through. And it's such a privilege to be able to dine out now, you know, and enjoy that. And I watch the waitresses sometimes and, you know, you don't realize that, some people don't realize this, that they don't get paid very much, you know, and they count on their tips. And I'll see them pick up checks, and you know, you can tell right away they didn't get a very big tip, you know, for providing the service that they did. So I always look for blessings like that, and it blesses me because when I'm able to get out, you know, and dine out, and I get great service, you know, I love to be able to bless someone, and when I do, you know, and see a smile on their face, you know, you can tell you make a difference. And so don't ever believe that you don't make a difference in your everyday life, because there's many ways you can make a difference, you know, and sometimes that is just giving someone a smile and just listening to them, just listening to them. Sometimes a person is not always wanting you to solve their problem. Sometimes they're just wanting you to listen. And just letting them know that they're not alone. And, you know, God, we can always go to Him in prayer. And sometimes He does send others there to encourage us along our journey in life, as tough as it may get. So, if you're sitting out there tonight and you're going through a tough struggle, I just hope that these words that I've stopped by to leave you encourage you in some way. And I wanted to share the Jesus is calling with you. It was so beautiful today. Actually, it was yesterday's Jesus is calling. And it so spoke to me, and I hope it does you. It says, I am all around you, like a cocoon of light. My presence with you is a promise, independent of your awareness of me. Many things can block this awareness, but the major culprit is worry. Oh, so true. My children tend to accept worry as an inescapable fact of life. However, worry is a form of unbelief. It is anathema to me. Who is in charge of your life? If it is you, then you have good reason to worry, right? But if it's me, then worry is both unnecessary and counterproductive. When you start to feel anxious about something, relinquish the situation to me. Back off a bit, redirecting your focus to me. I will either take care of the problem myself or show you how to handle it. In this world, you will have problems, but you need not lose sight of me. Amen. That is so, so true. I was talking to a friend last week, and we were actually talking about worry. And if my friend that I was talking to happens to listen to this, you'll know who you are. But I was telling her, you know, worry is, it's like we're sitting in a rocking chair and you can rock all day long, but you don't go anywhere. That's what it is to worry. And that's what God was saying in the Jesus calling today. You know, if you can worry, yeah, you do have something to worry about. But if you give it to me, then you have nothing to worry about. Because He does tell us in the scripture. There's a couple scriptures. There's one in Psalms and there's one in Luke that says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I will deliver them from them all. Well, I don't always feel like that God is going to deliver us when you have went over a lifetime of going through things, right? We just keep trusting, we keep believing, and we keep the faith. Keep the faith, no matter what. And you know, I was talking a couple months back on one of my live Facebooks, and you know, the enemy, he tries to get us alone and isolated in our minds because he knows that's where he can annihilate us. And then once we feel isolated, we start to worry more and more and more about what's going on in our life, whatever the problem may be. It may be numerous problems, right? But when you reach out to God, ask Him to help you, it gives you more peace. It may not feel like it at that moment, but I promise you, if you reach out to Him, ask Him to help you, He might even send a friend along the way to say, hey, you got this. You got this. So I'm telling you that tonight, you got this. So relinquish your worry to God. And hey, when I'm telling you this, I'm talking to yourself. I'm talking to myself. Excuse me, I said that backwards. Because I have a lot I could be worrying about. And each day is a step of faith. But faith is like a muscle. And there's a scripture, I think it's in Luke 1:37. Faith doesn't make things easier. It says it makes them possible. So it's just like when you work out at the gym. When you start working a muscle, it may be atrophied, you've not used it in a while. It's going to be sore. It's going to hurt for a while if you haven't went for a run or a walk in a while and you're starting to push that into your routine. You're going to be sore the next day. Okay, you're going to feel like, I don't want to do this tomorrow. But the more you work that muscle, the stronger it gets. And that's the way having faith is. Because I always wondered, what is faith? And I'm learning. And I'll always be learning until Jesus takes me home. The more I trust Him and keep that faith, the stronger that muscle gets. Because I realize on my tough days, when I just don't think I can get through, I say, okay, I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to trust you. Because I look in my journal, and as I always say, keeping a journal is just like a treasure. It's just like a treasure trove. I can look back at days I didn't think I would make it. And it encourages me because it's God saying, see, I got you. I really got you. So I've encouraged you on those journals before. And if you don't have one, I would think about it. You know, even if it's making little notes in your phone, even at the end of the day, hey, I made it. I made it through this. Or thank you, Lord, for helping me through this. I do that also too, and pops up and reminds me I made it. So just remember that as you go through your day today, or if you're listening to this at night, to keep the faith and God's got you. I couldn't make it one day without Him. Not one day. And I promise you, if you'll start to work that muscle of faith, it's going to get stronger you'll get more peaceful and you'll get more patience. No, it's not fun, and the journey of life can be very tough some days, and there's things that's going to come up unexpected. That's just life. As the old Frank Sinatra song, that's life. But just remember, you keep that faith, you keep working that muscle, and before you know it, you will have made it. Through a day, through a month, and through another year. And you'll still be here, just like me, encouraging you. So before I leave you tonight, I want to leave you with another beautiful song by Lauren Daigle. Thank God I do. And oh, thank God I do have him walking by my side, as you do, through this day. And every day forward, he's with you. And I pray that on your behalf. In Jesus' name I pray. So as you listen to this song, keep the faith out there. Know that God's going to bring you through, no matter what your circumstance is. He's there. Be encouraged as you listen to this by Lauren Daigle. Thank God I do.
I've seen love come and I've seen love walk away. So many questions, will anybody stay? It's been a hard year, so many nights and tears, all of the darkness trying to fight my fears. Alone, so long, alone. Started breathing, the weight is lifted. Here with you, it's easy. My head is finally clear. There's nothing missing when you are by my side. I took the long road, but now I realize I'm home with you. I'm home. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. I'd be if I didn't know you had brought me out of the edge. I don't know where I'd go if you ever let go, so keep me out in your hands. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. Thank God I do.
Thank God I do know Him. And if any of you out there tonight, you know, you don't know God is your Savior, all you have to do is reach out, say this little prayer. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I ask you to come into my life and help me and make all things new. All things new. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you said that little prayer, I would encourage you to get your Bible and, start getting into the Word. Or you could start out with a devotion. I read the Jesus Calling every day. There's lots of different devotions. And they also have scripture references to help you grow in the Word. And if you don't know where to start, you can also look for a local church. And you may not find the right one at first. And if you're looking for a local church and you go to one, and just remember this, just because you go to church, just because you gave your life to Christ, life's not going to be perfect. When you have Jesus walking by your side, it makes things easier and it makes things possible. Just like that scripture, faith doesn't make things easy. But it makes them possible. With God, all things are possible. So just remember that as you start your journey with God. You know, step by step, you'll grow in your relationship with Him. But just remember, none of us on this earth are perfect. But when we have God guiding us, we can learn to maneuver life better. Forgive others quickly when we've been hurt. And then when you need a helping hand, you can always reach out. Others are out there. They do care. I promise you. I care. Thought I would stop by and leave these words of encouragement today. So as I end my podcast, I always want to let you know, if no one has told you today, you are so loved. So whoever you're around and you're part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope, spread some love. This world needs it now more than ever. Join me back here next time on the Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless. See you next time. Bye-bye.